cup, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
And here we are, folks. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how many more welcomes we'll have left, but this is one of them. Today is, what, the 22nd of April in 2017, and boy, it's really skirting away. Time is flying like the proverbial birds going to Capistrano. Well, you know, I'm telling you, it is amazing. I myself cannot believe it, as we're already almost done with the first 4 months of this year. It's very difficult to believe, but it's believable, given the increase in all of the issues that have come our way and the time factor, the velocity of events propelling the United States and the world into a conflict of immense proportions. It's no surprise, is it? Well, you know, good place to start before we bring up Art from Philly. He should be back with us in just a moment. In fact, I think he's waiting in the wings from his hiatus last week. Let me give you an appropriate thought to prepare the beginning of this program, all right? Now, many of you, I think most of you who listen to me, know how I feel about Christ and how I feel about America as the Israel of God today. All of the 10 tribes, all of the tribes actually encapsulated into America, that is the land of true Israel, this land of God spoken of by the prophets in Isaiah, and of course in many of the other portions of the Old Testament that would come to be America, Israel, / Israel, America, Jacob. So today, our nation is beset with problems as it has never been in the previous maybe 150 or 60 years, as you know, following the great war of the so-called civils. Well, here we are at the doorstep of another civil war, and this time it's a little bit different. Brought to you by the synagogue of Satan? Yes. And it will take the form, as we've said, of class warfare, economic warfare, most of all religious warfare, believe it or not. That is what's waiting in the wings. This pagan religion that we have adopted in America today flies in the face of God Almighty. He's not very happy about that. He wasn't very happy about it when he took our forebears, the children of Israel, out of bondage, out from the land of Egypt, and he brought them to freedom. It wasn't even a matter of hours or days before they were already murmuring and complaining about going back to Egypt. They wanted to go back to slavery. They loved it. It was a comfortable life. So it is today in America, largely, my friends. Well, in Exodus, we read of the commandments that God would be giving and Moses meeting, of course, with the Father, you know, and that cloud and that special protective layer that only Moses could approach at Mount Sinai. And then we read in Leviticus, which I finished this past week, the book of Leviticus. Now I'm in Numbers. And I'm going to make it short and brief, okay? In Leviticus chapter 26, before the very end of the book, he tells his people what's going to befall them when they adopt pagan gods and they adopt this so-called secular humanist Zionist agenda and put him at the bottom of the pole, while erecting statues above, big statues of worship. They don't call it worship, but that's what they treat it as. Idolatry. Idolatry. Well, he says in verse 30 of chapter 26, "And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. 31. And I will make your cities waste. Sound familiar? And bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. And I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. Verse 32. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which will dwell therein shall be astonished by it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after yours. You and your land shall be desolate, and your cities will be laid to waste. Now he's telling you the land that you've enjoyed will become a land of curses for you. You will be overrun with enemies. You will have problems like you've never had before. Economic problems, finding jobs, good employment, paying the bills, having your fruit basket empty when you go to the market. And he said these are the curses that he will speak about again as we get into Deuteronomy. And he's going to, again, warn his people that he is God Almighty. He's not very happy with the state of affairs in America and the world, for that matter. America is supposed to lead the way through freedom, through liberty in Christ, proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof, right? Leviticus again. Isn't that what he said? And what are we doing? Proclaiming war and terror and depravity and uncivil behavior and murder and the campaign of expansionism and territorial acquisitions that are illegal and ungodly and totally irrespective of the rights and privileges that God has given to all the nations and tribes and tongues of the world. He is not a happy camper. Folks, I am happy. I am happy because I'm seeing it in my generation. I'm seeing happen in this generation of the fig tree as to what will befall us and the world when the judgment of God comes. And the one city that we know of for certain, the one city that will be eliminated from off the face of the earth, as it were, is Jerusalem. But we'll explore that today for the New Time listeners. Why? You'll be anxious to hear it. We're going to have some interesting quotes today by some of these people who are the enablers of the sons of the wicked one in Jerusalem, and how they're gloating now with the Trump administration, which they originally say they thought was a America first presidency, but now they're happy that it is America last in freedom, but first in war and destruction. Right now, welcome back to our microphones, none other than Art from Philly. Hey, Art, welcome.
Hello, Rick, and I hope everybody had a good Easter, and it's great to be back.
Well, I'm glad you had a little rest, and you're back with us today. And again, your knowledge and your studies and your website are most enlightening. NoPlaceForCorruption.com. I know you and I have exchanged quite a few messages in this week, and one of them, I think, that was the most alarming. And you could comment on anything up front, but I wanted to start with this. The most alarming, but not surprising, I guess, was Mr. Celeste's prognostications for a very likely worldwide global economic collapse this year. Is that right?
Yes, there's a lot going on there. Obviously, we're seeing that in the next 2 months, over 4,000 stores, our retail stores are going to be shutting down in the malls across the country. Mm-hmm. And just wanted to bring up 2 points I'll take a little bit to talk about. First, I want to talk about the Kushner family, what they're up to right now. And then I was going to talk about Mr. Steven Schwarzman of the Blackstone Group and how he's behind a lot of these collapses of these malls. And the mortgage obligations for the commercial mortgage obligations for these malls, if they go into default, it's just as bad as the housing crisis we had back around 2008, 2010. So that's ready to, that hammer is ready to hit this this economy very soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So first let me start with the Kushner family. Just a little bit of background, and I'm going to talk about the article in Business Week, which came out in Time, the April 17th edition, about the new edition of the Glass Jungle in New York City. First of all, Charles Kushner is Gerard's father, okay? He is a convicted felon, okay? Let's read this from Wikipedia real fast. He was one of the survivors of the Holocaust in a concentration camp, according to what he says here, Wikipedia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. He began his career managing. Okay, then basically the Kushner has a real estate investment fund. What Charles Kushner was convicted of in 2004 was for violation of the Federal Election Commission, paying off politicians, and also for bribing public officials. He was prosecuted then by the U.S. Attorney General Chris Christie.
Mm-hmm. So,
and Chris Christie has said publicly in the newspapers that the reason he doesn't have any opportunity in the Trump administration is probably because Gerard Kushner, Chris Christie's son, is, you know, right up there at the top. So he's basically black, you know, because he did the right thing in prosecuting this guy. He can't get any traction in the Trump administration.
Let old wounds fester, I suppose, huh?
Right. So after Kushner was released from prison, he shifted his business activities back from New Jersey to New York. 87, using the Kushner Company, he bought out 666 Fifth Avenue building in Manhattan for $1.8 billion. And also, Cecilia's and family now have an estimated net worth of $1.8 billion. All right. Now, this is the article from Time magazine. Realize Time magazine is owned by the Brofman Syndicate, but I got some information that's very useful here. So on the article says, a new addition to the Glass Jungle. Plans for 666 Fifth Avenue, New York, made headlines when this rendering was released at the end of March. Not only for design, but also because of the prudential advisor, Jared Kushner's family, is the developer. Okay? They don't want to change it from 666 to 660 because they think it's they're fraught with that number.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
All right, so they're planning to complete this building in 2025, start to work in 2019. It's going to be a 1,400-foot building, super tall, and reports are the investors involved with this are the Chinese company AN Bang would invest into this, raising eyebrows in D.C. Kushner stepped down as the CEO of the firm by the time of the inauguration. And since then, On Bang, the Chinese firm, is pulled out. So, kind of interesting. I could go on to that, but that's enough to get the idea, what's happening there.
Well, we always have been told you can't visit the sins of the fathers upon their children, but, of course, that, too, has been somewhat distorted. But the family relationship, it doesn't just end, I guess, or dichotomize with a few hugs and kisses, handshakes, and pats on the back. You have to realize, like father, like son, Mr. Kushner, Mr. Trump, Ivanka, Melania, or whatever it might be, the whole familial relationship is really an odd situation. When you think about how money begets money, and debt obligations beget, shall we say, more creditors who then are in a position to bail you out. However, there are strings attached. And this is the way I see the whole Trump phenomenon as being one big example of how La Cosa Nostra can extort and blackmail and control somebody when they come to help them out, so to speak, And so I certainly know that there is bad blood between the Kushners and some of the others. Reince Priebus, at least we've been told, is not very happy with it. But this is on the surface stuff. He and Bannon and some of the others behind them with Breitbart are supposedly squabbling behind the scenes. Nevertheless, whether it's all true or whether it's exaggerated or not, is really not even relevant to me, Art. What's relevant is we're at their mercy. Right now, we are literally under their thumb. And when they zig or zag, either way, the economic squeeze is not going to hurt them, but it is going to hurt the Americans and the American public deeply. It's going to hurt all of us, you see? That's the thing I'm concerned about. What you're going to talk about next relates to this, the Schwarzman factor and the rest of the economic coterie that surrounds this whole new Trump administration. You remember when Nixon came in, right? Nixon came in as a conservative, came in as anti-Lord Maynard Keynes, and then he proclaimed, "I am now a Keynesian." Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And he got himself the gold standard.
Right, right. Henry Kissinger, again, the mafia at work. So I see echoes of this in different ways. But okay, go ahead, continue.
All right, so this is from Bloomberg. Again, Michael Bloomberg's dubious reputation of wanting to replace every American worker with outsourced labor. This is from his March 27th to April 2nd edition. And this is the article called "Payless Flops, the Owners Get a Payday. How buyout shops get paid by pushing companies into debt. Then it's just gravy, and they just keep relevering it." And it talks about, let me get into this. "Payless shoe company already on its way to becoming another failed retailer by the internet when the private equity guys showed up. 2012, Golden Gate Capital and Plum Capital weren't able to turn Payless around, but the buyout firms still made out handsomely. Payless is closing hundreds of stores as it struggles to repay $665 million in debt. Golden Gate and Plum have nevertheless turned a profit on the deal by having Payless borrow millions of dollars in the financial market, a move that's pushing the company to the brink. The firms have collected $350 million from Payless through the debt-funded refinancing and dividends. So Golden Gate and Payless declined to comment, and Blum didn't respond to the request. When private equity firms have long financed buyouts by having companies borrow, they're layering on a subsequent debt at an unprecedented level to pay themselves. Years of rock-bottom interest rates have left yield-starved investors willing to lend cheaply, and the practice helps keep the buyout machine humming. If a firm can show its investors it's generating returns from the companies in its portfolio, even the struggling ones, then it has far greater chance of raising new money, says a senior equity partner. From 2013, the equity partners' owners had taken out more than $90 billion, this is the industry, $90 billion in debt-funded payouts, as data compiled by various organizations. This puts a financial strain on newly acquired companies. Private equity firms are hastening to the demise of the companies that are already troubled, siphoning off money for themselves, says veteran litigator Ronald Sussman, who's representing creditors in these retail bankruptcy cases. Mm-hmm. "The signature of Wall Street Business's center has reshaped businesses big and small, ushered in new American capitalism and a testament to the industry's growing influence. Several prominent figures, including Steven Schwarzman of the Blackman Group, who is advising Donald Trump. How private equity investors make more money is often dictated by the markets. If the investors are clamoring for a new stock, the buyout can sell equity shares in this business. If not, the companies in a private equity portfolio can recapitalize through a debt sale and generate a dividend to the owners. You just sell them if the sale market is good. If not, you recapitalize and you make money that way," said Schwarzman. I could go on in it, but you got the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So realize that Schwarzman rose to power. This quick history. You look at basically the Federal Reserve Bank and Kuna Loeb, and I forget this guy's name there, the guy from Kuna Loeb, Mr. Schiff, Jacob Schiff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, who then basically became Lehman Brothers, mm-hmm. and then was the new incarnation is the Blackstone Group.
There you go, huh? All right, follow the money trail. We come back, folks.
quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition...
to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back, folks, with Art. We're talking about the Schwarzman Group and what it has evolved into, and the Lehman Brothers, and so on and so forth over the years. And, you know, these names do change, the conglomerations of these banks and financial institutions have definitely metamorphosized, but they are not in any way unconnected to the original, if you will, the original Venus flytrap, so to speak, of financial be-alls and ends-alls. Well, you know, Scott, what you're saying, Scott, I'm calling you Scott now, but, you know, Art, really, to be cutting to the chase here, essentially, these are the people that surround Trump, is what you're telling us, right?
Correct. So Schwarzman is his, chairman of his business advisory board. And from this article, the part I just wanted to say is what they plan to do is they're going to, you know, they're taking out these businesses that are, you know, at a fire sale, getting everybody to give them money, and then just going belly up and putting it to everybody. And that's their game plan. So you're going to see, you know, 4,000 stores go out, roughly 100 people per store. So, you know, what is that? 4,000 times 100.
Well, you're talking really hundreds of thousands. From what I hear, it's going to be like 400, 500,000 employees out of work.
And the thing is, people.
Yeah, and the thing is, the comeback always is, well, we're going to get them back online, and the internet businesses are growing. And that is not necessarily the case at all. I've been saying, you just take a step back and you look. And what I've been seeing in this past Christmas season is a good example, a good indicator of the fact that these supposed online sales did not materialize the way they said they were going to. In fact, they've dropped bottom. They have decreased over the previous seasons in terms of adjusted spending. And when you consider, you know, the debt obligations, I want to get into a little bit if we have time. Worldwide now, all of the nations of the world governmentally, in terms of private debt, has grown astronomically now within the last year before Trump even was seated in Washington, that we have a time bomb kicking that is going to explode. It's worse than any IED we've read about, and it's going to have the impact of a nuclear bomb. I don't think people are going to be prepared, except the people like us who listen to these programs, who make preparations, who set their priorities, are going to know exactly how hard hit they're going to become. That's the what I need to stress here today, Art.
Right. Yeah, I see a Great Depression coming, and I see that, you know, Trump's chairman of his business group, Schwarzman, is saying, hey, we make money by basically getting, you know, taking businesses that are in, you know, in crisis, borrowing up to hilt, taking our money out, and then basically going to the lenders and say, hey, it's going bankrupt. We're not paying you anything. And
that's
they
the old
millions of dollars.
That's the old Judaic formula, isn't it? We get rich going out of business, huh?
Right. And look how the Schwarzman got, how the Blackstone got rich. One of the biggest ways was they went to, after the housing market crashed, they went down there to Arizona and bought all those houses up for, you know, pennies on the dollar. And you know, put them back on the street. So after they were too big to jail, not too big to fail, too big to jail, we see the end result here. Now the U.S. has a $20 trillion debt. So they didn't get prosecuted for that. They already got themselves lined up to do the same thing again. We got three financial time bombs ticking off in this country. The biggest one is now the commercial mortgages, the debt. The second biggest one is the automobile loans. So if you look at the people who basically are not paying for the car leases and their car payments, it's one of the highest. And the debt is one of the highest it's been in American history. And the third is the student loan. Okay, so we got three financial time bombs ticking off on us internally. Plus the fact that Trump has started the Cold War again. So, you know, people were talking about, you know, we look at his budget saying he's going to raise up, you know, defense spending and cut everything else. And then all of a sudden, whoa, we have a crisis there. We reignited the Cold War. I guess that this goes works quite well for what he's trying to do with the economy and his plan.
Well, it works well for that clique, again, that synagogue of Satan, as I like to refer to it. Jesus' words, that are profiting while others are suffering. The misery factor's gone up for most, and the happiness factor has also gone up for that little clique. Yes, indeed. I want to add to this mix when I come back, and then we have some nice audio clips that will enlighten you all. Stay tuned, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored with Art.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, republicbroadcasting.org. I thank my good friend Andy Hitchcock in the UK again, and he does his weekly excursions, his weekly interviews, and he co-hosts with the American Free Press and Chris and the company there that run the AFP. They have some good specials, by the way, now on some back issues of the American Free Press. For a dynamite price, some of the books, including The Final Judgment, by the way, by Mike Piper, the late, great Mike Piper. And we want to mention that Andrew Carrington Hitchcock is a good friend of ours, and I thank him for the tribute he's given us, and we give him equal tribute in the UK. So, you know, his website, you listen to them every week. The new programs are up. I've been on his show as well. It's www.andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. All right, now I want to get into an addendum of what you were just saying about the economic situation. Everything looks so bleak to those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, Art. But the media, the bought and paid for corrupt media bosses, will come out and trot out statistics like this. And this is why people can be easily fooled and easily led down that primrose path. Existing home sales are the best they've been since February of 2007. this is as good as it gets, or question mark, is it? Well, you know that the home market, basically home building, is dead. As far as land availability, space, and financing, it's just not happening. Okay, I'm talking about major building now, okay, that we were so accustomed to seeing in this land of the free and home of the brave. Well, now what we're doing is taking existing homes and reselling them, putting them on the market, and the prices have not dropped. They've gone up in some cases. Now, all of this is happening at this particular time when, you know, we speak about all of the collapses that are imminent, that are going to come. How do you see this fitting in to this greater economic picture, Art, and how people are being baited in?
Well, I see them basically just buying at the top of the market right now because I see the hammer is going to hit pretty hard really soon. I don't care what the, you know, you just look at the economy. I mean, what's really going on, the underlying economy, it's not there. And the real simple reason is the reason the prices are just so high, it's real simple. They printed all this money. The money was not invested in America. The majority of that money ended up being invested in China. And then the Chinese are coming back over here and investing, you know, jacking up the prices of our real estate here in the major markets of our cities, especially on the West Coast. So I see, you know, that things are going to be readjusted real soon, whether people like it or not. So that's how I see it's going to play out. But
yeah, in general terms, yeah. I do see the resale market, you know, that is period that we've had of a slump now has taken the slack. As I said, the shortage, too, is a factor. The shortage of home building and new property, new space, is one other factor as well. The fact that people are trying to flee the urban areas as they can and get into suburbia as well as the rural parts of the community to get as far away from population centers as they can. And whatever the reasons are, that's a healthy sign on their part because you don't want to be in a densely populated area when all hell breaks loose, you know, and it will break loose. Those will be the most vulnerable people. And these facilities that are now prime real estate at one time were, you know, commercially developed real estate, these strip malls and major malls are going to have to put something in them. And I know what's going to go in them. I know what's going to happen. People are going to go in them, and they're not going to be shoppers. You know, they're going to be prey for the wolves that will be coming in and taking good care of the lambs being led to the slaughter. So, I mean, you know, this is America that is Israel that is going to be judged again. It's going to have to go through this cycle of discipline in order that God can once again bring them out of bondage, but only in him and his laws. Not man's laws or the laws of Karl Marx, are they going to find happiness or security? So, again, we have to learn the hard way. Who's in control? Well, they are. They were put in control because they are judging us and destroying us as they should because we've gone whoring, you see, after other gods. You see, I'm sorry to have to be a little bit too preachy, Art, but, you know, that's all I can do is tell the truth, you know, is to tell people that this is why spiritual destruction always precedes political and economic destruction. When you lose your moorings and your attic collapses, don't expect the foundation to be much sturdier when you've got termites infesting the house. So we know who the termites are, and they're in everything, just like roaches, you know. And Trump is their latest little captive man in the White House. So let's expect honesty to come only from one source, and it ain't from men with these eyeglasses and these long noses telling us, follow me, you know? So, okay, go ahead.
If people are buying homes, there's a couple home builders just to be careful of. I'll just mention real fast. Ryan Homes, NVR Homes, the same company. Standard Pacific Homes, tied in with Wallace Sandberg, creating charter schools out there in L.A., Toll Brothers, DeLuca, and Del Webb if you're buying from those home builders, you're basically helping the boys out in Chicago take your jobs away from you. So just wanted to make sure people understand what you do with your dollars is makes a difference. And I would prefer people, if they can do it, is simply buy a reused home so you keep the money away from those criminals. That's my personal viewpoint.
Yeah, I agree. It's every single chance I have every day. If I meet somebody, I have a limited amount of money left in the credit union. And, I'm trying to just in some way reach the novices. The average American is totally unwashed and unprepared for what is to come. I give them a little hint as to what's going to happen every day. And usually it's, I know you, and they don't really know. Or what it is a giggle and a laugh. And they think this is something that's right out of Aesop's fables. And I tell them, don't laugh too much, because soon and very soon you're going to be coming to me saying, "Why, you told me this was going to happen, Rick, and we didn't listen because we thought you were just kidding us." And I'm going to say, "I can't help you. All I can do now is tell you again that I told you so, and people should listen either the easy way or the hard way. Fight back. You know, we say don't buy, don't comply, ask why." You know, I've been doing this for a long time, Art. You've been doing it in a grander level in your positions. You've been able to do that. But to the little extent that I can do it, and all of the listeners we reach across the planet here can do it, we have been nibbling away at their income, nibbling away at charter school movements locally, trying to take them to task, putting a dent wherever we can in all of their armor, and making it tougher for them to survive, making it tougher for them to expand their operations. Now, of course, I know it's not successful in every venue, but that's not the point. The point is, if you don't take a stand, you're going to take a fall. And that's the key. You need to stand up with what? With your pocketbook, with your portfolio. You know, people don't understand. All their pension checks are going to be gobbled up by these criminals, every last penny. And they're not satisfied until they get everything, including the shirt off your back. I mean, I know I sound extreme to people just listening. You say, "Who is this guy? He's crazy," But the reality is, the lone voice in the wilderness is usually the right one. Screaming and crying out, "Watch out, there's some bears in this forest, and you better get ready to get eaten up, because that's what's going to happen." So how can I impress it upon them anymore? I don't know. Now, right now, I want to take a moment to see if we can have Sam cue up that first clip, because you mentioned the so-called Cold War that Trump is enunciating for his bosses, and I think we should... He said he's ready, so I think we should just play this 47-second clip. Encapsulates everything that we've been saying about this dream, this Gaga, Gugu, Lady Gaga, Senator Gaga, Lindsey Graham clip. Tells all about his ecstasy
last night
over Donald Trump's bombing that just took place within the last 2 weeks in Syria. Let's see if we can play this clip, and you tell me what you think. Gentlemen and ladies, go ahead.
Last night. I am like the happiest dude in America right now. We've got a president and a national security team that I've been dreaming of for 8 years. So in 80 days, he's done more to correct the world, President Trump, than Obama did in 8 years. We sent a letter to our good buddy, the Ayatollah. Hey, knock it off. You've got this Iranian nuclear deal. You may be complying with it, but you're also destroying the Mideast. Mm-hmm. You're the largest state sponsor of terrorism. You captured our sailors against international law, humiliated them. Mm-hmm. You're firing missiles in violation of UN resolutions, where even the Russians voted for. So we're putting you on notice. If you continue this behavior, we're going to reimpose sanctions for your state sponsorship of terrorism and all the upheaval you're responsible for outside the nuclear agreement. To me, that has been music to my ears.
Well, is that music to your ears, Art?
No, it's not, because both Iran and Syria are under the nuclear umbrella of Russia. I mean, that's World War III if you do anything that triggers that. And as you already pointed out, you know, we got the Russian nuclear bombers probing the air defense systems of the coastline of both the east and the west coast. So they're getting pretty serious about this.
Well, you know, I mean, to listen to this guy, you know, we've talked about his portfolio in the past and why he's there where he is in these positions in the Senate Armed Services and with Senator Reid, my senator here on the minority side, it doesn't matter. And, of course, Lindsey Graham's cohort in crime on the Republican side, and that's John McCain. You know they're not just sociopathic, these guys. They're not just sickos and warmongers and war lovers with a sadistic glee on their faces, having their orgasm. No, you know that obviously there's a, you know, there's a pattern here to their corruption and their background that you've talked about and I talked about a couple of weeks ago. But here they are again, thinking and talking and enunciating policies of national suicide. These are policies that are aimed at destroying us, not them. And, you know, be careful what you ask for, is the old saying. So here you go, this man, Lindsey Graham, who represents the extremist of extreme neocon foreign policy, which, let's face it, is the same synagogue of Satan. Now you understand why Krauthammer and others like him could come out and say, he's no threat to us, this guy Trump. He's singing our song. He's doing our dance. He's playing our tune. Well, you see how many Americans? 97% of the American voters who fell for Trump did so because they liked that dance, that sing-song of America first and not the world. But now he turns around like Richard Nixon and says, hey, I'm a Keynesian now. Hey, I'm an interventionist now. Hey, I love NATO now. You know, I mean, it's like we were telling you that, man, 7-8 months ago, you know?
Well, it's in one way, it was good that the people woke up to realize they've had enough corruption in our system. And it's a shame that it turned out this way, but I think it justifies the need for a third party to get in there and start making some real changes, because the two-party system has just basically sold every person in this country down the rat hole, unless you're the part of the 1% that's actually getting very wealthy as a result of it.
Well, I mean, you know, as I said before, I don't want to sound like the naysayer here, but parties, all my life, I've been there, done that. And all I've seen is failure. All I've seen is compromise. And let's face it, we had a party in the 1970s. It was called the America Party, or the America Party is right. Yeah, there were two of them, the American Independent Party, and then there was the American Party, AP, which morphed. But it was a party that was actually a party with solid platforms of those principles, America first. And in the preamble of the party, it enunciated our allegiance to God. Now, nowhere did Mr. Trump ever enunciate a policy of humbling America before God. He gave lip service to it. He invoked God's name, God Bless America, as he lobbed missiles at people across the globe and will continue to do so, who are not our enemies, obviously. But he could never stand before the American public with his prosperity preacher, which he belongs to that particular denomination, and stand before them and say, hey, money is not my God. God is my God. Let's get on our knees. Let's bring our nation before him in humility and repentance. If he did that, he would have a ton of bricks fall upon his head. You know, it's like, we know how to straighten out America if we wanted to. But America, again, has been so submerged in destruction that, I mean, how can you turn it around? America no longer exists. We're part of the one world economic interdependent state. And what happens in China now affects the United States. It affects our pensions. It affects all these derivatives. And how do you stop that from collapsing? That's the question I have for these bigwigs, and so far nobody can answer them on.
What makes you think they want to stop it from collapsing?
I don't. You're right. I don't think so. They want it to collapse when they find it, shall we say, most suitable. Yes.
Right. I mean, everything I see they're doing, it's very similar to what they do. Is first of all, they go too far on everything. You can see what they're doing there is with debt financing. They create a crisis by going, you know, creating these financial excesses, and they're going to collapse the economy. Now they expect, as you mentioned there, who's going to pay for it? Well, oh, you got a pension? Well, we're going to take your money away from you. You're going to pay for it. Pay for what? You pay for us basically being corrupt, and we don't get prosecuted. That's what you're paying for.
Such a deal.
Right.
No, you couldn't ask for a better sweetheart deal than that. Like when the Panama Canal was being transferred over to Panama at the time, which, of course, basically is Red China now, you know, they said the same thing. You know, don't worry about it. We're just transferring it back to Panama, which didn't exist at the time. And we'll come back, folks. We have much more to come. Rick Adams Uncensored and more of Lindsey Graham, if you can stand.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Yes, that's right, folks. It's up to you. And I don't think it's going to be a matter of political action, but it's going to be a matter of, as I said, spiritual organizing of your souls for preparation to survive. You know, going back over the previous century and a half, when you think about it, Art, Think about the Civil War that took place on American soil here. It was an incredible thing when you actually go back and look at it. And I've heard one reference it in one of the conversations that we have witnessed online. In fact, it was probably one of the reports on Fox News, that the subject came up when America had a war on her own soil. We haven't had that. We have not had that ever since that period of time, an actual combat north, south, east, west, civil war scenario. But I can assure you that because of the Adelson factor and the Soros factor, which now we are beginning to see even people within the government question and begin to research, and that is where all of the money from Soros and Adelson's, the others as well, gone into financing political upheaval on the streets of this country. Who they're financing? They've been doing this for a long time, and before them, their kinsmen were doing it, going way back to the 30s. And the union movement, by the way, was part of the strategy of the Rockefellers, you know, to bust up their competition, and then they would have monopolies. So when you think about it, there's nothing new under the sun, but what is happening now is evolving into a civil war scenario. I keep seeing that. I keep reading it. I keep watching what's happening with this military-industrial state growing while people are experiencing the economic depravity, which is the beginning of the collapse of the totem pole. So what happened? You're extended overseas. You've created a new slew of enemies like the Roman Empire did. You're occupying bases, countries all over the world, and your own people are starving. What do you think that's a prescription for? Anyway, huh? What do you think, Art?
I think it's a prescription for another French Revolution. We got to bring back the guillotine.
Oh, well, they have these guillotines. They've been bringing them in, you know, for a long time under Obama and even under Bush. You remember the guillotines they had ordered, the Pentagon?
I didn't hear about that, but I'll take your word on it.
I mean, it's not something I created. It's a fact that the reports anyway had been that Papa Bush, Baby Bush, had ordered thousands of these guillotines, and they had ordered, as you know, that under Obama, they had also begun to take the cities and towns and transfer, federal government army surplus over to the cities and towns, which I know you're aware of that, to help combat potential terror and unruly behavior in the streets, which the federal government also subsidizes. So it is a prescription for mobilization for destruction within.
Mm-hmm. So I actually agree with you. I see that there is a civil dispute that could evolve into a civil war. I see two focal points where it keeps on coming up. One is at Berkeley, where they're talking about, the liberals and the conservatives fighting each other. The biggest issues, they talk about hate, dumb hate, that Zionist propaganda set up by the Anti-Defamation League. The other place I see it also is over in Cudahy in this Los Angeles, which is right next to Bell, California, the part of Los Angeles. And Cudahy is basically taken over by the Mexican Mafia, supported by La Raza. La Raza is right there. Where do they learn how to do this? They learned it from the Zionists, the Jewish Mafia, how to go about taking over a community. And what's happening, people are waking up and saying there's something really wrong here. And they should, because right next door to them, in Bell, California, right next to Cudahy, Cudahy, they had the mayor of Bell and some of the other top officials basically making like $10 million a year. They were making more through the corruption there than what the governor of California was making. And they all got locked up, put in jail. But somehow, because the Mexican Mafia is protected by La Raza and the Cosa Nostra, nothing happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wondering
there you
what's
go.
Wrong. Right.
In addition to that, on the other end of the spectrum, you have brutal police, some of them, not all of them, but in strategic cities, of course, Chicago is an example of Rahm Emanuel's handiwork. What you have is police that are trained by guess who?
The Mossad.
There you go. How to deal with these terrible, evil people, the lesser races that are on the street doing all this harm. We got to teach them a good lesson. We're good at it. We've cracked some heads and we've shot some off. So you know what? America, listen to us. We'll lead the way. Oh, we got a caller on the line, and we'll get much more stuff coming up.
Because you can handle the truth.